It's 12 minutes after 5 o'clock. You're listening to Here and Now on CBC Radio 1. Well, starting today, Canada Day, you'll pay more for certain things. Things like haircuts, gym memberships, and funerals, to name just a few. The Harmonized Sales Tax, or the HST, came into effect as of midnight. So that means a 13% HST will be applied to a host of products and services. And to explain the ins and outs of this new tax and what effect it will have on us, the consumers, we've reached David Sherman. He's a tax lawyer here in Toronto. David, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks, and happy Canada Day to you.
Happy Canada Day.
So give me some examples of where consumers will notice a difference. You know, what kinds of products will be more expensive?
Well, gasoline is the one that's certainly gotten a lot of attention right now. Largest area is particularly in services, because most goods were already subject to the 8% PST, and the GST of 5% is replaced with a 13% HST, which is really the GST of 13%. So where it's replacing the PST that was payable on goods, there's no change. So most goods that you could walk into a store and pick up and walk out with, there's no change. Most changes are in the area of services.
Like we said, haircuts. Funeral services.
Home renovations is a big one, but that's a good example of one where the change isn't what people think it is. It isn't really 8%.
What do you mean?
The whole point of switching to the HST, which is the same VAT system that's used in pretty much every country in the world outside the U.S., is that businesses don't pay the tax. They pay it, but they get it back. And so what that means is for home renovations, for example, any business that's doing home renovations, assuming they're doing it above the table and charging tax properly, they get back from the tax they collect. They deduct all the tax, which now will be HST, that they pay on all their costs. So somebody who's coming in, whether it's a painter or a plumber or whatever kind of renovator it is, they're paying before July 1st, before today, they were paying 8% PST on their costs. So the painter was buying paint and the plumber was buying plumbing supplies and so on. And they had to build that into their cost. Now they're no longer paying that 8%. Well, they'll pay it, but they're going to get it all back. So their costs go down.
Now, so, for example, if I had that painter into my house, the paint he's supplying me would be cheaper to me?
Well, he's not selling you paint as such. He's selling you a service of painting your home. But when he buys the paint, his costs are going down essentially by eliminating that 8% tax. So if he was going to buy $1,000 worth of paint, before today, he was paying $1,000. He'd walk into a paint store, pay $1,000 plus 5% GST and 8% PST. And he'd get back the 5% GST because that's how the system works for businesses. But the PST was a real cost. So it was really costing him $1,080. So when he prices you and he says, well, I'm going to charge you $2,000 to paint your home, because he knows he's spending $1,000 on paint and he's going to charge $1,000 for his labor, say, he would actually have to price that bearing his cost as being $1,080. Now that $1,080 goes down to $1,000 because he's still going to walk into the store and walk out having to pay $1,000 plus $130, but all of that $130 is HST that he gets back.
So, I mean, theoretically, what we are charged for things like renovating our homes by a contractor should cost us less, and then we add the HST onto it. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. So it will go up, but it won't go up 8%. Effectively, it's going to go up by the, in this simple example I just gave you, it'll go up by the labor portion.
But that's assuming that these businesses pass the savings along to us, isn't it?
Well, we're in a free market economy. If they could increase their prices by 8%, they could have done it a month ago or 6 months ago if they could get away with it. The bottom line is what people are willing to pay. And of course, there's psychological effects of tax and so on, which do have an impact. But in the end, if businesses want to compete, they're going to offer what they provide at a price that's going to make someone willing to, get someone willing to pay it.
Now, we've heard a lot of criticism over the last little while as we've prepared for the implementation of the HST, some people calling it a tax grab. You don't agree with that?
No, I don't. People see the HST because that's the visible part. It's actually a reallocation of how taxes are collected. The HST certainly is an increase if that's all you look at, but there are reductions in corporate tax rates, reductions in small business tax rates, individual families, almost all families or most families are certainly going to get a substantial rebate check. There are a whole lot of different adjustments going on that are part of what Ontario sees as making the province more attractive to investment. And there's pretty much unanimous agreement among economists that this is the right way to move forward.
So it seems that it is good for business. Is it good for the consumer?
I think overall it is. I think most of the problems we have with tax are because they're visible. For obscure constitutional historic reasons that very few people understand, we've had a tax system in Canada throughout where, since the GST came in and with the PST all along, where taxes are extra. In other words, you see a price in the store, and when you go to checkout, you pay that extra amount.
Right? Yeah, it's now, always plus taxes, right?
Sorry?
It's always plus taxes.
Always plus taxes. Yeah. And there are constitutional reasons why that's the case, which no longer have to apply under the HST. Every other country in the world that has a VAT, and that's basically every country in the world pretty much except the U.S.,
And by that, you mean value-added tax, right?
Value-added tax, okay. Sorry. GST is a value-added tax. It's the same thing. We call it the GST. Some other countries do. A lot of them call it a VAT. In Europe, it's called a VAT. So every other country that has a VAT, the tax is included in prices. And so you don't see it. And if you want a really good example of how that works here in Canada that we understand, it's gas prices. Because if you see, 99 cents a liter for your gas, and you go and you pay 99 cents a liter, you may grumble at the oil companies, but not too many people grumble about the taxes in that. And in fact, there may be 30 or 40 cents of taxes in there. But, if it were advertised at 60 cents a liter and you go and, you charge up $30 on your gas pump and then you go to pay it and they say, well, no, that's actually $50, people would be upset. So it's really the psychology of it. People are noticing the HST on gas prices today because there's an increase.
A big jump, yeah.
Yeah, but normally, now that HST increase is actually much far less than the total of the taxes we're already paying to Alberta, to Ontario, and to the federal government on that liter of gas. But people accept the fact that this is the price including taxes. And there are, anything you buy, there are always going to be taxes included, even if they aren't applying to the product, because you've always got to cover the taxes that the business has to pay in order to survive. So, you buy any product in a store, you're paying for that store's property taxes. You're paying for that store's income and capital taxes. You're paying for, up till now, you were paying for the PST that store had to pay to buy on the computer it needed to, the cash register or the computer it needed to, to run its business.
Yeah, and we just didn't see those costs included.
We didn't see those costs. Now the PST part is going away, or has gone away as of today.
I guess we'll see how people react as they begin paying for things the next few weeks. David, thank you.
You're welcome.
David Sherman is a tax lawyer here in Toronto. He's also the author of a book called The Practitioner's Goods and Services Tax Annotated. 20 minutes after 5 o'clock, I'm Robin Brown. This is Here and Now on CBC Radio 1. And here's Jim.
Still looking good on the expressways.